Pagkatapos ng isang taon ng pagdadala ng mga bata sa eskwelahan, sa kanilang mga palaruan at gawain pagkatapos ng klase, ang mga magulang ay umaasa sa pagtulog ng mas mahaba sa umaga at sa pagdalo sa mga kasayahan sa panahon ng Kapaskuhan. Subalit sinabi ni Senior Lecturer at Clinical Psychologist sa RMIT University, Dra. Sofia Senos, na ang ganitong inaasahan ay dapat maging maligaya at tahimik na panahon, lalo na sa pagsapit ng Kapaskuhan, sa kabila na ito ay maaaring magdala ng hindi kailangang problema.
There is an expectation that family time is associated with happy times and good memories and family members enjoying each other's company, but we also know that that can be associated with increased stress as well. Especially for many families, there's that expectation that Christmas will be a celebration with family, extended family and friends, and that's not always possible. It can also increase tension when parents are expecting and wanting to spend an increased amount of time with their children.
Kung ganoon, ano ang maaaring gawin ng mga pamilya upang maging mas handa sa pagsapit ng panahon ng Kapaskuhan? Sinabi ng eksperto sa pagiging magulang at autor na Michael Gross na kailangan gumawa ng mga hakbang ng pag-atras ang mga magulang at tumingin sa epekto ng kanilang estilo ng pamamahala sa kanilang nasasakupang pamilya. Idinagdag niya na ang mga estilo ng pagmamagulang ay nakabase sa isang natatanging sistema at naaapektuhan ng kultura.
Parenting is quite diverse now because of the cultural nature. If you look at an Anglo style of parenting, is often what we call an authoritative approach, which is listening to kids. You know, it's a mixture of what I call firmness and warmth, but also allowing kids to participate more in the family and give them a little bit more of a voice. I think some parenting styles don't always fit in with that. I think some, perhaps Asian parenting styles, perhaps there's a little bit more pressure on kids. So if you look at that notion of firmness and warmth, there's often far more firmness in that style and also more likely to tell kids, less likely to negotiate with kids. And similarly with parents who come from an African background, far more hierarchical.
Kalimitan, nagiging abala tayo sa panahon ng kasayahan na parang nagtatrabaho pa din tayo sa ating opisina. May mga regalong dapat bilhin, mga imbitasyon na gagawing pagdiriwang, paghahanda sa gagawing pagtitipon at hapunan, mga kamag-anak na manggagaling sa ibang bansa. Ang listahan ay kalimitang napakahaba. At kung umaasa ang mga magulang na magpahinga at gamitin ang panahon upang muling makipag-ugnayan sa kanilang mga anak, ito ay mga obligasyon na maaaring magpasimula ng karagdagang problema at away. Naniniwala din si Dr. Joan Orlando, Senior Lecturer at Researcher sa School of Education sa University of Western Sydney, na makikinabang ang mga pamilya kung hahayaan nilang gumawa ng desisyon ang kanilang mga anak sa kung paano nila gugugulin ang panahon ng kasayahan.
For example, I've spoken to some families who they might have 3 children. Each child gets to pick one thing they do in the holidays, whether it be go to the beach or, you know, one activity that everyone does together. It's only one, so that makes 3 activities. And then everyone's interests are also met in those activities, so everyone will want to take part in them more.
Sinabi naman ni Michael Gross na ang mga pamilyang nagtatrabaho ng husto sa kahabaan ng taon, subalit naglalaan ng sapat na panahon upang maging kasama ng kanilang mga anak sa panahon ng Kapaskuhan, ay mas nagiging malapit sa bawat isa. Maaari ding makatulong ang mga anak upang makipag-usap ng malaya at tunay sa paggawa ng mga ideyang nakabase sa konsepto na ang lokasyon ay magdadala ng alaala. Ipinaliwanag ni Ginoong Gross na ang ganitong sistema ay nagtrabaho ng husto sa kanyang sariling pamilya.
Most people will remember where they were when they heard that Princess Di died, or back in my generation when you heard President Kennedy died, you know exactly where you were, you remember it. And that's because that location will carry that memory. So we need to do that in our families as well, as have a place where, you know, the chat happens, the talking happens, and don't contaminate it with fighting and conflict. So in our family, we as much as possible have kept the kitchen table as a conflict-free place. You know, the difficult conversations happen on a couch. I've found now as my children have left home, but when they come back to home, they'll always gather around the kitchen table to talk again, because for them that's where family lay.
Isa pang isyo na humaharap sa maraming magulang na Australiano pagsapit ng bakasyon sa paaralan ay ang karagdagang panahong kailangan ng mga kabataan para sa teknolohiya. Inami ni Dr. Juan Orlando na ang paggamit ng teknolohiya ay isa sa pinakamalaking pinanggagalingan ng tensyon sa tahanan. Subalit sinabi niya na ang sitwasyon ay maaaring ayusin sa paggawa ng mga plano.
I think one of the best ways of approaching it is to think of the technology not necessarily as the enemy, but to think of the ways you can actually use technology to enhance your relationship with the child and to spend time and have fun together. So I think, well, you know, one thing to do is to do something together on your computer or on a screen. It might be finding a game that you both really enjoy or looking up a holiday together. So it's still that sharing time, and that's the most important thing, whether it's on a screen or not on a screen. But it also helps to position technology not necessarily as always the bad thing in the home, but a really useful thing as well.
Ipinaalaala niya sa mga magulang na kung gusto nilang baguhin ang kanilang mga anak, kailangang simulan nila ito sa pagiging isang ehemplo.
Absolutely, and that's one thing children tell me when I interview them, that mum and dad tell me to get off my computer or tell me to get off my phone, but they themselves continued to keep using it. So yeah, we are the best model for our children. So if we're expecting them to have time off screen, then we should ourselves.
Ipinipilit ni Michael Gross na kailangan ng mga magulang na magpataw ng restriksyon kung nararamdaman nilang ang kanilang mga anak ay gumugugol ng labis na panahon sa social media o digital devices. Subalit ipinaliwanag niya na sa kanyang pagsusuri, natagpuan niya ang ilang pamilya na gumagamit ng talino sa teknolohiya. Katulad ng isang pamilya na gumamit ng teknolohiya upang tulungan ang kanilang 9 taong anak na babae upang muling makaugnay ng kanyang lola na nasa ibang bansa.
So the mother lived in England and the daughter lived in Australia. And once a week, for about half an hour, the granddaughter and the grandmother would be on Skype together and they would cook together. So they would cook the same dish but in each of their own kitchens. So something very simple, and they'd just cook together, they'd talk about, you know, talk while they were cooking, and they'd make something and eat it at the same time. So it was almost like they were in the same room. A way technology actually can bring the generations and also bring relatives who are distant together. It was a beautiful example, and the mother explained this as, you know, a really special time, equally for the granddaughter as it was for the grandparent.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.